And now this is a dictation for Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Walden, W-A-L-D-S in David, E-N, October 7, 36. Addresses a letter to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-T-A-C, 828-6835. Dear Mr. Flegel, follow-up for Shirley. Low sodium concentration, hypertension. Last visit was in October. No hospital visit. Has chronic collagenous colitis on treatment. Stable weight. Stable appetite. No vomiting, dysphagia. No abdominal pain, fever. Stable hard of hearing. Uses a walker, no fall. Follows cardiology, coronary artery disease, and a prior stent, Creposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, review system done, medication list review, notice Aldactone, Norvasc, Metoprolol, Lasix, for UTI prophylaxis on Keflex in a daily basis, anticoagulation with Eliquis, for her colitis on cholestyramine, as well as steroids of Omeprazole. Today weight 121 is stable, blood pressure at least 136. She couldn't tolerate the blood pressure cuff over 80. No arrhythmia, no respiratory distress, no ascites, minimal edema, non-focal, hard of hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry in April, normal kidney function, minor low sodium, normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition, calcium, liver testing. No gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic diarrhea, collagenous colitis. That explains the low sodium concentration and mild metabolic acidosis with preserved kidney function. Blood pressure in the upper side. Continue treatment. Continue management of collagenous colitis. Everything else is stable. Continue to follow.